Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's time to hear a brand new Beatles hit just for you.
We're
taping early today, so we're taping early on a Monday, and you know, it's goofy. It's goofy town.
Normally, Mike, this is still the weekend.
Goof.
Mike, I was
goofy town.
What time do you wake up? I was thinking about you in the mornings.
When you call the early convene?
Yeah, what is your routine?
You never have to think about me when you call an early convene.
Well, I was thinking about that. For Mike, this is probably like prime time.
No, I...
Don't you wake up at 5?
8 a.m. taping is, my sleep habits right now are so convoluted.
Scattered?
It's terrible sleep. It's three-year-old idiots. That's what it is. But he got up at 4. I got up at 4. Then I got up at 5. Then I got up at 5:15. Then I got up at 6:45.
Adrian would have loved when I got up.
That sounds horrific.
4:20.
It is horrific. I mean, the worst part, after the recovery, and by the way, someone gets to drive on Thursday.
Woo!
Hey!
Yeah!
But the worst part of this recovery is the sleep. I sleep on my side or on my gut. I do not sleep on my back like a turtle that's been turned over.
Because if you were to sleep on your back, you could not right yourself, right? Like a turtle? You'd be like a turtle when you put a turtle on its back. It can't get back up.
But I can get back
up. Okay, well, that's good, man. So you have that on a turtle.
I do. I have.
Yeah.
I can get back up.
That'd be really sad. A sad sight to hear that Mike can't get up from his back.
Well, no, we'd run a mic right into the bedroom.
No, to be perfectly honest with you, with having a dead leg, when you have a dead leg and you're getting out of bed, you realize that you have more core strength than you thought you had originally.
And you call upon it.
The only thing that's getting you out of bed in a seated position is your core strength. But the fact is, sleeping is horrible.
And
it's why sometime at like 2 or 3 today, I'll be sitting there and Carlos said, I have to go out and do the captain top test, so I have to go and watch Michael. and Carla will go out, and I will just sit there and go, hey, he'll bring his little truck in, and he'll say, hey, this is great, Dad. And I'll go.
Now, are you like me when you have that initial first too early wake up? Like if you get awakened for some reason at 4 a.m., you can get back to sleep, but it's never satisfying sleep after that initial wake up.
No, it's not. And it's always, and day sleeping,
napping,
which all morning people try to train themselves to do, and I never successfully tried to train myself. I'm a firm believer that if I literally go into a bedroom, take my shoes off, and get into bed and actually try to really sleep, there is a message that goes out to every friend, every family member, especially Jimmy Cerrito.
Ooh.
That'll go, and by the way, Jimmy's text alert is And it's like, you know, hey, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. Mike wanted to steal a nap. Jimmy wants to FaceTime.
Oh, God. Yeah, FaceTime is even worse than it's
so intrusive.
Will be, and the FaceTime will be Jimmy drunk somewhere. Was like, we wanted to say heal up fast.
It was a shotgun start, and now we're at the 19th hole. Hey, look, here's a friend of mine.
I have to go to a heavy metal concert, and then I'm traveling to Florida again.
I got a new feature at the bar. It's called cruise control. And I just go to concerts.
My other buddy Rich, who I went to Sturgis with,
is he still overseas?
The greatest trifecta of human beings was Rich Hostely, Jimmy Cerrito, and Mike O'Mara. Three of us on motorcycles,
three
in the
amigos.
Middle of Nebraska. Three totally, I mean totally, distinctly different personalities.
But they're cousins.
You had Goofy McDoofigan.
Yes.
You had Goofy McDoofigan, who one morning I made the tragic mistake of saying, Jimmy, you'll lead us up to South Dakota.
No.
And Jimmy went 80 miles an hour out of the parking lot and
the
missed
best.
The turn that was 500. It was just like, doobie-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Then you had Rich, who methodically got on a motorcycle the size of a mini bike and strapped every morning for about 4 hours, strapped all his different bags onto the bike and was super methodical. And then you get me, and I'm just angry. I'm just angry at the world.
Would you
and
be so, angry if you hadn't been paired with the other two? Do they make the anger?
The combination. First of all, I don't do it a lot. I don't do boys trips. I don't go away with a lot of guys. Mm. So I was, the trepidation was incredible. It worked. Why it worked, I don't know. It was perfect. It was absolutely flawless. And now my buddy Rich is on what he calls it the great European backpacking adventure, day number 30. This is after he came back for like an hour after the great Asian backpacking adventure. And I don't know where, you know.
And Mike,
I don't know
the population has redoubled over there because he's making love to everybody.
I don't know if he knocked over a liquor store or what, but I mean, he's somehow got the disposable where he's just traveling the world, and he's gone to Helsinki and Amsterdam, and he went to Bosnia. He was in Frankfurt, Germany the other day. He texted me that he was in London and that he was thinking about me. And it's just, and I'm reading these.
His trade is, he's an architect by
trade.
He's
an architect.
Right.
And he's got this travel blog where he's writing about things, and it's just so I'm
dream come true. It's amazing.
It's very cool.
Absolutely, yeah. A single guy out there has a lot of network.
If you're alone and you don't have to fend for, you only have to fend for yourself. That's,
it's a pretty cool thing to do, and everybody should do it. And then you got Jimmy, Jimmy's been on vacation since 1973.
Of course,
and Jimmy is everywhere. And I am in this house, you know, saying better get back to work. So you know that's
hey, Mike,
that's,
there is something-
that's my life.
There is something that could be worse than being laid up and homebound in your home.
Right.
And it's a combination of the other two ingredients. What if you had to backpack across Europe with Jimmy Cerrito?
No, Rich, if it had been Jimmy and me, it would have been insanity. Rich was this stabilizing buffer between Jimmy and me.
He's a Boy Scout.
Because when you go on a motorcycle and you travel hundreds and hundreds of miles on a motorcycle, you're not going to have everything go perfectly well. Things are going to happen. But then again, I got to say, I did do Laconia, New Hampshire with Jimmy. And even though the weather was a disaster, I handled that. You have to know
you guys handle those motorcycles in the back of the U-Haul?
that was the Jimmy and Mike factor.
Yeah.
That was the Jimmy and Mike.
They should
factor.
Hold.
They should be fine. Everything should be okay as long as we don't see the Blues Brothers car.
That was 85 miles an hour on the highway. I looked in my rearview mirror, and once again, I'd like to do the nonverbal just for the video portion of this program. The nonverbal of Jimmy going 85 as the Blues Brothers machine passed us coming in the other direction. And I looked back and I saw Jimmy doing this. On a motorcycle. Such a moron. But anyway, it was I don't know how I got talking about that, but the fact is that I'm envious of these guys because they're doing their little thing, and I think really ultimately there will be another road trip, motorcycle style road trip with those two guys, because it was too perfect. It was hysterical.
It won't
like three amigos.
It won't be scattering of ashes though. You'll be alive.
Yeah, I hope not.
Okay.
I really, really do.
Wait, whose ashes are they scattering?
I wasn't going to get too specific.
Oh, any one of us.
I wanted to make sure all three are not
make
rich.
Make sure you strap them down real nice.
That's right. Put the ashes in the U-Haul.
Yeah. Boy, sure is foggy back here.
I'll just say this about my good friend Rich, though. You know, when you're saying, God, that must be awfully lonely traveling through Europe and Asia. No, because to be honest, if he was going to have a wrestling name, yes. Rich's might be the Swordsman.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Hello, Batman. How are you feeling?
I know you didn't call to ask about my health, Catwoman. What have you done to Robin?
He's safe. As long as you do as I say.
Go on.
I plan to commit a series of robberies.
Why are you telling me?
Because if you or the police do anything to stop me, I'll have Robin killed instantly.
Catwoman, I find you to be odious, abhorrent, and insegregious. I thought we'd been leading well-ordered lives, Aunt Harriet.
All that icky goo in the water supply and the terrible time Batman and Robin have been having.
Don't listen to idle rumor, Aunt Harriet.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
How could one little clam eat a boy his size?
Dinner is served. We begin with your favorite, Master Dick. Clam chowder.
Clam chowder? Isn't that a coincidence?
Chin up, old chum. It's one way of getting even.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
What people, a segment of our audience cares about. Live from the Fiber Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on the air and on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Vistaprint, and I have in my hand the new Vistaprint card.
Oh, did it arrive?
How nice. Mike O'Mara's show. Oh.
You're not even going to read it? Come on.
Come on.
Were you effing with me to make it as bad as you did?
Yes!
Of course!
I wanted a real one.
So there's a real one following up, Mike. That whole point is for you to have a sense of humor, old man.
This is not. I wanted a. How's my walking? I want to.
And then the show number.
There's
the
no phone number. Font. There's
you have no, to explain it,
there's
Mike.
There's no text.
You've got to explain it,
yeah.
Please.
Mike O'Mara. I wanted a new business card. Yes. Mike O'Mara, talk show host, father. Experienced husband, two new hips, same great show, all about my hips, all about my walking, and then the phone number. Let me tell you what
like
you
on the
do
back
you,
of a dump
yeah,
truck,
you're
Mike.
Not, Mike, come on.
Well, let me tell you, when you make a Vistaprint card,
yes.
You can give the a new finish, or you can do the basic fonts, or you can actually make raised lettering, or you can do the regular font. Or you can do... It's very clever, boys. Very, very clever.
I think it's striking.
Now, for the next project, for the next Vistaprint project, I would like you to design a card that I'm actually going to hand out to people
yes.
to listen to the show.
We have That's two it. We have two
I
versions.
I had no idea until
two
this
versions.
Came in. Carla opened this up, yeah. brought it to me, and I went, how nice.
That, was Carla wonderful. Delighted by it?
Well, wouldn't you think that even with a mock card with the funny text that one would put some sort of logo on it?
Mike,
since we have a logo. Hold on. Stop it. Let me finish. I waited for this for Is it 2 months? I believe it was two
years.
Months.
And, years.
I tasked Mr. Bloom with doing this. Mr. Bloom, how much did you have to do with this? And how much did your protesting pal from Bolivia have to do with it?
Well, this was a group effort amongst the three of us.
It was a group effort.
Yeah,
group
you know effort. What? I think we all, I will hold hands with both of them and jump under the bus and say it's all equal.
Yeah. Equal.
Yeah. I caught a few spelling errors.
Listen, the concept to me is fine. But, oh, by the way, Vistaprint, they got these cards, 500 of them for $9.99.
They're giving them away.
It's basically on the back, how's my walking? Call 888-920-6673. Top of mind, obviously, with my recent hip surgery.
I don't know who came up with the back of the card.
Now, I believe that I request. Did I not request these cards prior to going under the knife? I believe I did, right?
Likely.
Didn't I?
Yes.
I think so. So you can
between
make one
surgeries,
of these.
Mike.
You can make one of these if you want.
Anything you want. That was the thing. This is a total customized job.
And it's so affordable. You can make gag cards
if
as
you
we
want.
Did for
make
mine.
Gag cards before you make the real ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so easy to make your own design. Use an awesome template. 100% user friendly. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. Customize the front and back like they did. Look, they've got Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool in a font that's not used for the logo.
That's and then our on
the
logo. Back,
that's our font.
That is our
oh,
logo,
is
the logo font. Yes.
But it's not the logo.
Mike, you're just mad that we gagged and had a nice gift for you. I can't believe it.
When the cards came, let me finish the commercial.
He hates the Merry Pranksters.
He hates it.
Remember, I do. Remember to use the code TM.
I do.
No. Please continue to feign anger. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint. I don't want to use bad words.
You should.
Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to use and easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com, use TMOS, and don't wait. Order yours today. And I got mine. They finally came in.
Yes. Yeah. Mike, you should know that the idea behind the back of the card was the true genius. Where
that's what I said when I read it.
Instead of how's my driving, as you see in back of trucks all the time.
That's right. How's my walking?
How's my walking?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Report this man.
How's my walking?
And the phone number rings the radio show.
That's so funny.
You get on the horn and you say your piece and then you ring off.
That's so funny. I'm so happy.
Note to self. No more funny business cards for Mike O'Mara.
No, funny is fine. Funny is fine. Just want to really, because, you know, down the road, I plan on, when the next 500 come in, I plan on,
Mike,
first of all, I'm going to do them myself because I know what I want and I don't want to put that. That's something I should do. And I designed my first ones.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do.
I hand out lots of them down here, especially, you know, making the big trip up north and dealing with the standard question. Is it politics or is it sports?
Yeah.
Is it politics or is it sports? And that's when I go, no, we talk about major surgeries every day. We talk about
may I clarify?
You know what I got at a Friday night party? I got, oh, so are you like Garrison Keillor?
Are you kidding me?
No, I said, not at all.
No, you can say no, but I work with him. You could have called me up, and I'm like,
oh, that's what I should have done.
Rob's a nice guy. Yeah. Make sure you get him a little extra.
You got to FaceTime him when you call him, though.
Yeah, that's what he wants. Well, I'll just send me your
nap
schedule.
I'll put the glasses down on my nose like this. Well, Mr. Rob, I hope Mr. Rob's having a great little.
Do you get the feeling that if you were to FaceTime Garrison Keillor in his home, he would like set his phone down and just start wandering around? You'd like see him cross the room.
I gotta go to the kitchen now.
I have a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
Did Adam West affect you guys? As much as it affected me.
I'm not that.
No.
Listen, I don't want to be a spoiler, but this is the Rob. This is the strain of Rob people.
Oh no, it affected me. That's the first time I've ever seen like a guy like that.
This is the strain of pop culture people that just I don't know it. I've never tapped into it. And people, these are the same people that go nuts for the Monkees. For the Beatles,
I love the Monkees.
For the this is the people that go. There's a strain of people that pop culture. If it was Batman, ran for 3 seasons.
Yep, and the third season almost doesn't.
Show.
Well, the third season almost doesn't count. It burned fast and hot.
I will tell you what I know about Adam West. I interviewed Adam West, and I will tell you that he was his availability and accessibility post Batman was what made him iconic. He went on every single radio show known to mankind, and he might have been one of the first guys to really. I remember in the 80s, it was Adam West and the Monkees. You couldn't step out of your house where they weren't on some show promoting and taking that one moment of fame they had when they were on television and milking it. The thing about Adam West, where he differs from the Monkees, is that Adam West had a tremendous sense of humor, and Adam West was so accessible but so funny. And you know, it had to kill him to go into 50 markets in a month and get every fat disc jockey asking him the same questions over and over. But he handled it because he knew that that's where his bread was buttered, and he was funny.
I think he embraced it. I think
he embraced it after. It had to be work for him.
But I think for a while he must have hated it when it ruined his career as an actual actor. And I think he had a sour period. And then towards the end.
Did he have a sour period where he didn't dig it?
Yeah, I think so. And then really? What surprised me is it was leukemia that killed him. And suddenly, because up to a year ago, he was still pretty active.
Well,
on the interview circuit.
Good long life. You know, yeah, 88 was a good long life.
I won't save it for the audio vault, Mike. I did bring in the one item of his career that you do love. I know you appreciate this song.
Amanda?
Miranda, yeah.
Miranda.
So he had a hit single, Oscar.
Oh, wow.
Magnificent Miranda.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
See, I don't know this side of him. I'm glad I don't.
You know him from
I know
Family Guy, right?
No, I know. Well, I know from Family Guy. I know him from The Simpsons. I know him from the TV show because I never saw the show when it was in its heyday. I would see reruns of the show when I would get home from school.
It was five cycles of reruns before I ever saw it.
You didn't see the show in its heyday.
No. But I lived
on
the reruns.
I'm the only room that actually saw the show when it came out.
66, 7, and 8.
In black and white?
I was in the prime. No, it was in color. And I was
the color
Batman.
Was stunning.
Wow.
It was Batman. There were three of them. It was Batman.
Green
it
Hornet.
Was Batman. No. These are the shows I watched.
Oh, okay.
Batman, Wild Wild West.
Ooh.
And Hogan's Heroes. Those were the big three for me. Those are the shows that I watched. And I was in it. I think Batman, though, was an afternoon show. And here's the thing, though. The pop culturing of Adam West had really nothing to do with the TV show. It was just how he was on so many radio shows. So Radiophiles love Batman. And we are absolutely brimming with Radiophiles in our audience. And so, you know, right after he passed, including your boy here, everybody is putting up pictures of Adam West. And it was just it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming because everybody, and I don't understand that level of fervor, but there's a little subset of our audience that has that
fervor. There's a big subset
for Adam West.
I saw that news. I was like, oh man, that sucks. Like, I was bummed out.
I think one of the reasons that he has.
Long life, though. You're right.
Long and a good life. For years, they were unable to release the Batman TV show on home video because of, I think, character licensing and licensing.
And that killed me.
Well, no, I'm sure it didn't. So you could watch it on TV. But last year, they did come out with the Blu-rays of the entire run. And what's neat is that he was able...
Do you want to know the type of person that loves Batman? You're listening to him
no,
right now.
I love
but
Batman.
I mean, but
that
I
show,
come by it honestly.
How can you be a 40? That I just show can't is, be a grown man and watch Batman.
No, that version of Batman, especially with what we've seen since then.
Well, that version of Batman begat the movies.
Yes.
Without that television success, they wouldn't have had the movie.
But
right.
You're right.
That version blows. Like, that show is the worst.
It's not the worst.
I tried to watch it again. They were running it again.
It was canceled
like,
after three seasons.
So hacky.
The actors had a good time, and it was campy.
But it was the camp is the fun of it.
But
it
was three seasons. You know, when you're talking on the scale of television, it's a phenomenon because when I heard that, I couldn't believe that it was only three seasons of content. I was stunned.
However,
by that.
Catwoman
was it was like 10 years.
Yeah, I like watching it on Blu-ray where you really get to see Julie Newmar's teeth now.
Oh, no.
They are.
Take
that's,
that back.
Really, that's a super villain right there.
Batgirl.
Oh, yeah, I pre-ordered them when they came out. Of course I did. But what is...
I love this.
The thing about Batman is it was on twice a week because there was the cliffhanger. So
see, I don't know. You're going deep now. No, I was just getting home.
I think it was Tuesday.
In my Oshkosh bagoshes. Sure.
Well, you have to remember.
Turn on the TV.
You know, same bat time, same bat channel. How is he going to get out from under the meteorite? It's okay. Got to happen. So it ran, I think, Tuesday and Wednesday nights. So you'd watch the first episode on one
nights?
Night. Yeah, it was a
I thought it was like an afternoon show.
No, it reran when we were kids.
Kapow.
I cast no aspersions.
I'm seeing all that.
On the great graphics. Adam West. The talent of Adam West. The accessibility of Adam West. The man who was able to take his moment and turn it into a lifetime achievement award. And I will tell you that, but I believe you can trace the origins of the superheroing of pop culture, where that is all we get now. And I think you can go back to Batman and see Superman,
that
and Batman,
is a,
and now Wonder Woman.
That is valid, and Daredevil, that is horrifying. Yeah, I don't want to see, you know, the... Mac is here to ruin the show, Mike.
I have a question about Adam West. Because when I grew up...
Really project like a
when
man.
When I grew up, the first...
In a couple of years this will happen?
Come on, let him talk.
When I was growing up, like, old cartoons would spoof Adam West.
Your ride's here.
Thank you. But did
you know when I hear the siren louder than you? When I hear the background and the siren on the other side of Akusa, can you just can you breathe into your diaphragm a little bit and just project just a sasson, just a tiny
what
little bit, Mac, or get up on the microphone like this so it doesn't have to be. When I
really thought Mac, stand.
Yeah, stand. You know what? Stand and project.
Yes,
gotcha.
Pretend you're yelling at your mom.
All right, very good.
Oh dear.
Oh god.
Just lean. Put your lips up on the microphone.
I am. Okay.
All right.
Did Adam West actually go crazy and believe he was Batman? Because that was a constant
gag.
No,
that's Superman. That's George Reeves.
Yes.
Oh. And that didn't really happen that much. He just went crazy.
Watch L.A. Confidential.
Yeah, it's a French movie called
The Confidential.
I think that's
George Reeves, right? Rob, am I right about that?
Yeah, that's what he's confusing it with.
Pop culture expert. But thank you, Mac. Right. We'll have more of you
sit
later
back down.
On the
thank
show,
you, sir.
Hopefully.
Unless
thank
you want you. To remain standing.
Let's mute his mic. Let's mute his mic.
So can somebody besides Oscar just saying I'm a curmudgeon about everything, can someone tell me why, as much as I liked him as a person, Adam, why this just, the whole, like, explosion over Batman yesterday, why it lands just a little hollow with me? I look at that, I'm like, okay, it's because he's on the magic box.
Because
he's on the magic box,
and
everybody
that because
loves the
of,
magic box.
Because of reruns, he has been a something, and because of his own... whether or not it's by design or just
he
embraced it for 50 years, it's been something. And so that means that there's been a lot of kids that it's touched.
Well,
we even
in the news today because, I mean, everybody was putting pictures up and talking about Batman and
My uncles and also with me. And then you know what? Here's the thing. This is one
don't
of the
you
few-
think the TV show is the reason the movie franchise started with
that's
Michael
the seeds.
Keaton on
that's the
Christian
absolute
Bale?
Seeds of it. And the thing about it. Is that when people saw the Michael Keaton movie come out, they were thinking, is this going to be campy like the TV show? So one of the reasons that the Michael Keaton thing was so sensational, it was a whole different take. Because
it is also, I have to say this, and people are going to get pissed off when I say this, there's so much crap associated with it. The television show was campy is the nice word for saying. There wasn't anything to it. It was a silly... little romp
it was a kid
with,
show.
With actors.
Yeah. Kid
it's a
kid show.
No, it had levels. It had levels.
Oh, come on.
There's ironic levels to it.
Sophisticated.
And the Michael Keaton movie, the original Batman movie, is crap. Go back and watch it. I watched it end to end yesterday.
The Monkees. A kid show.
The entire thing with
Pop
Jack Nicholson.
Show.
With Jack Nicholson high, awkwardly, like twirling around. I mean, it's just, you know.
Smilex.
It's got Robert Wool in it. I mean, do we need
to say
anything
more? Okay, now
that's
the biggest problem of any movie ever.
Do you not? No. But you don't like these fictitious character movies. You don't like superhero movies.
I think that they get, I don't mind them. And I actually watched the original, the first movie of Batman that came out. And I watched Batman when I was a child. But what I can't stand is that it just seems to me when you are moving over millions and billions of dollars to a franchise like that, it moves things out of the way, which is better content, which I think because Hollywood will pour all of their resources into these fluff
and
mindless enterprises where I think cinema can do a lot of good. And I
agree with you, but it's a tentpole movie or a universe because it's got such a broad fan base. That's all it is.
It's incredible. I mean, look at
do you
at
have any shows
Wonder
from
Woman.
Do you have any shows from your childhood? You mentioned Hogan's Heroes. that you watch now and you say it's not very good, but it's comfortable because it was something I loved as a kid.
No, When it comes to watching, I won't go back and watch Breaking Bad again because I watched it. And when I watch a television show, I like it and I'm done with it. And, you know, to
Breaking
go back,
Bad would have been will, better with Adam West.
I will watch movies 500 times in a row, but I will not watch television series.
Really? Even if it's at the quality, like I've always thought that The Sopranos really was at the quality of a motion picture.
No, I want to watch it for television content. I like to watch it when it's there. And it frustrates me that when you go in and you see a trailer, say you go to a Wonder Woman trailer. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You go to see the movie Wonder Woman, you see the previews of coming attractions. It's just superhero. And you know, even a movie like Deadpool, which puts a new spin on it, you know, you watch Deadpool, you know, on cable, and I look at it a couple of times, and then it's just, I guess what my point is, it's just, Bill Maher did a piece on it, on how that's all we have now. That is all we have. And he was much more eloquent about how he was talking about that's what we're consuming on Moss now. And it just, to me, I'd like to see another golden age of cinema where some really great storytelling, even great
you just saw La La Land, right? Doesn't that give you
aberration? I think La La Land's kind of La La Land's over here all by itself. I think it's if that opens it up, they're saying it's last night on the Tonys, they're saying it's a golden age of playwriting right now. Mm. If that's the case, we may be on the verge of a golden age of storytelling and stuff like that. It's just, I don't mind a good superhero movie. Mm-hmm. What I mind is 700 of them.
I agree.
Never having a moment to breathe because of this. With that said, you know, you bring a new face on with Gal Gadot, is it? The T is pronounced. You know, it's okay to get new faces. I trace the whole thing back to Batman.
If you put Batman, the TV show, in context of its history, though, it did stand alone, and it was groundbreaking, and it was campy and bold and unlike anything ever on TV at the time.
Don't you ever feel like you're manipulated? Because you like what's popular more than anybody I've ever known.
Disagree.
Your favorite favorite musician is Paul McCartney.
Yeah, well, the Beatles, and Paul is...
The Beatles.
He's one of them that's still alive.
Everybody loves the Beatles. Batman. Everybody loved Batman.
But you see, I don't like the Wonder Woman franchise. I don't like the Marvel Universe, per se.
But Batman was more...
What about Superman? The first Superman I ever saw was not one, but two with my father, right?
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
In the movie theater.
No, your father was not in the movie. He just went and saw the movie.
No, he bought the tickets and then FedExed them over, and then I just went alone.
I am going to the Fortress of Solitude.
He watched it in South America. I watched it in Wheaton, Maryland. And
El Fortress of Solitude.
Lex Luthorio.
As I grew up, I didn't know there was another Superman outside of Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, I just didn't know, right?
Right.
And as you get more information, and then the internet hits, you're like, wow, like this Superman hero. I would say, Mike, the Superman would be at the root of all of this because they made so many different iterations of Superman.
What is the separation
between
Superman and Batman?
Superman was early to mid 50s, like probably 52 to 58. The TV
Wonder
show.
Wonder Woman was the 1940s.
Wonder Woman. Well, Superman debuted in the right as World War II was breaking out. Okay. But the TV show with George Reeves, mid-50s, and then Batman, 66.
Okay, let me just, if I can put it in a paragraph, and really just try to explain.
TV show, I should say.
There's nothing there. You know, I really feel like when we hear about these characters, these comic book pulp characters, that they try so desperately to infuse them with some sort of meaning where it's fluff. And I don't mind fluff. There's a place in that but I just think that they put so much on it where, you know, all these Batman movies, especially the early iterations of Batman in cinema, you know, like the ones we saw with Michael Keaton and George Clooney and Val Kilmer. And it's just, okay, it would have been great. Wouldn't it have been great if it was one Batman movie and we went back and, hey, that's the slightly campy Batman and it stood up. But it's just one after the other after that. And then Superman, and it's one after the other after that.
There are a ton of reboots.
And we're just being, I don't know, I somehow just think we're being played with it. And I wish I'd love to have something, You know, what I like is original storytelling, something that's never been seen before, an idea that's never been tried before, a la 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 Land, which is kind of like getting that. But that still is going back to kind of the musicals
callback,
of the day. I get frustrated. And I look back on that and I go, Batman, okay. Gee, you know, here's the way I can sum it up.
Okay.
I see, and by the way, Adam West, I tremendously respect Adam West because I love the guy as a radio interview. It was fantastic. But talk about... I think Adam West and the Batman franchise has received a sufficient amount of credit in American pop culture. Is that a valid statement?
I think you're right.
He's gotten the credit. Safe home, safe travels.
Mike,
and yes.
Are you saying definitively here on this program, on this Monday, are you saying you will not go see the new Power Rangers movie?
I would say that is a stone cold lock. After my son turns 5, we remove all bets. All
right, yes. Thank you. Yes.
Meanwhile, your son, countdown to the days of him running around in a cape. It will happen.
Hey, he's got a Batman costume.
Yeah. Robert lived in his. With it one
day.
God.
Maybe I'll roll him in there. You know, he's gone. He's good. He's at Bible school, though. He's real happy about going to that today. Anyway, we'll take a break. And praise Jesus. We'll take a break. And come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Can I play some music for you?
No, I play the music.
No. New music.
Oh, okay.
They're on my phone. Can I move this record player?
Play the hits.
Miley Cyrus. Harry Styles. Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. We gotta get away from here. Ed Sheeran. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Martin Garrix and Troye Sivan. The Chainsmokers. We were staying in Paris. Get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out. These are the hot songs that you need to know this week, and they're all available at Amazon.com through our website. For the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm Emmy Ostrander.
Emmy!
Not bad, huh?
There you go, Emmy. You hear that, Mac? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Hear
the way microphone captured her voice.
Brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Here's a Father's Day pro tip. You know your dad loves to throw a beautiful, thick, juicy steak on the grill, and Omaha Steaks are the best. Here's the perfect gift for dad. Father's Day. Get the limited edition Father's Day package for only $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar. Omaha Steaks, grilling nirvana. And everything has a 100% unconditional guarantee. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners. 80% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, plus 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional burgers for free!
Woo! Robert came downstairs on Saturday. I think he had just finished swallowing. He said, Dad. He said, we need more Omaha hot dogs.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Their meatballs
are
great. Their steaks are great. Their burgers are great. We all got the package. It's amazing. Dad can eat like a king for days for only $49.99. Get this limited time package for only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart, only $49.99. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. OmahaSteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and tell Dad to fire up the grill.
Papa, welcome back. Fire up the grill, Papa.
Papa, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, so pop culture over the weekend, you know, you're sitting there and speaking of pop culture, part of American theater is the theater, what's it called, the American Theater Wing? Or
I think that's right.
I'll confirm.
But it's the Antoinette Perry Awards, Mike.
And it's the Tony Awards.
Yes.
And my daughter, there's nothing like seeing a child of yours eclipse you. My daughter now has been to a major award show, and I have never been. And the fact is, Catherine, last night, was at the Tony Awards.
Were you and, 2 inches away from the screen looking for her?
Yeah, not really. Because okay, you know, I knew it was going to be a push with Radio City Music Hall. It's kind of tough to find an individual seat warmer in that
Is it
group.
The American Theater Wing?
American Theater Wing. That is the same organization that has provided my daughter with her internship in New York City. And that's why she's met Kevin Kline, Tony Award winner last night. And why she's also met Oliver Platt and multiple other people. And she's in the second week of her internship right now. And, you know, last night, I'll forward the picture. To Oscar. Last night, it was fantastic because she was sending me the little gown that she wore
to the Tonys,
which is
Did her internship cool. provide her with the gown? Because that's a, you know, an expensive proposition.
I have no idea. I really don't know. But she looked lovely. Oh, here's another. I finally, 3:12 a.m.
Oh, yes.
Gee, why didn't I get this message? I was in the front row. You see me?
Oh,
okay, I've got to go back and
sweet.
Look now.
That's
I've
so gotta, sweet.
And that's from Kevin Spacey.
I taped it, sweetie. I will go back and look at my tape today. All right, so.
Mike just used Siri to text her back.
Talk to text. Yes. Play the hit.
Speech to text.
So there she is. There's my
daughter. Oh, wow. She's beautiful, Mike.
She does.
Beautiful.
There she is.
Very sweet.
My daughter, Catherine. And,
congratulations.
You know, Telecoming. I did see, because she was wearing that, what did he say?
He just don't even pay attention.
So she's having a blast, and I was into it, and the thing is, you really, even though my daughter was there, and even though she's part of this American Theater Wing, it's still an award show about something I know nothing about because I've seen none of the shows that they're talking about. And there's just, it really feels, I think the Tonys have always been the award show that has a clubby feel to it.
Oh,
where
yeah.
If you're not part of the club.
Exclusionary.
You know, that exclusionary kind of. And now with the price of theater tickets, by the way, I believe Broadway is booming, right? Business is booming.
Yeah.
Because the 1% supports Broadway. And
all they need to do at ticket prices, if they sell 5 seats a night, they turn a profit.
I just want to say this, though. I'm not against the American theater. I just think that it's rarefied air for the average schmo out there to be able to go and see theater. And I can say this, if you have never been to the Great White Way, if you've never seen a live show on Broadway, there's absolutely...
What about here at the Kennedy Center?
Can't compare to it. No, because I've seen them, and I'm down here, and I see them. And the road companies are great. There's talent. The theater itself, the actual structures of Broadway theaters... They just make for you've never been to Broadway and seen
Ever.
A Broadway show.
Oh, it's amazing. I've walked Broadway, but usually to a bar.
They say the neon lights are bright.
Right past
here's the way I look at it. You can't compare it because first of all, for somebody like Rob and myself, it's not all that comfortable because they really
sucks.
Wedge you in there. But the actual you're on top of the stage,
oh, wow.
And it's an
they're
intimate
small,
environment.
They're small, right? They're small theaters
they're
for the
small
most part?
Theater. Yeah,
and the structure of the district.
Some are bigger than others. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like theater, restaurant, bar, theater, restaurant,
yeah,
bar, theater,
bar,
theater,
bar,
theater,
bar,
bar, bar.
Yeah.
bar. And it's so great cool. that you can literally leave the theater during intermission and go and get a drink at a bar and go back. You can't do that at the
Kennedy
Center.
Was G. Gordon Liddy's favorite play Miss Saigon?
I have no idea. They were nominated last night because they did a revival.
I saw that
of Miss Saigon and the one I want to see is Come From Away. I think it's called
yes,
which is about the people in Newfoundland that welcomed all the jets that had to be diverted on 9/11
oh, wow.
to Newfoundland and landed there, and the people. And I just it's such an unlikely story to make a Broadway musical about, but I was fascinated and I loved the number that they showed last night. Some of the other stuff I was clueless.
Is it
I didn't
Josh
know.
Groban? He
Groban was there.
The
He I guess I didn't know A that he was on Broadway. B I didn't know that he was going home with a Tony. Right. Mm-hmm. I would always my context for Broadway is what you guys have talked about when you've seen shows when you guys were in New York. I remember seeing a playbill as a kid for Cats at my house, and I thought it was a Playboy, so I was so disappointed
oh, yeah.
when I opened it up, and I said, well, this has no nudity in it. And
you're out.
And three is what I see coming through the Kennedy Center now as an adult. I'm like, oh, maybe that's something I should take Shannon to.
Like The Sound of Music?
You've been to a musical, though.
No, not a formal.
You've never seen high
school musicals.
Like that.
I would like to take Oscar to West Side Story because we'd probably root for different sides.
I will tell you this.
You jerk.
The musical,
I know enough about that.
Thank you.
The musical is really not my cup of tea.
Has to be something you know.
Well, my most recent trip was to see The King and I thought that was kind of a snoozer. You know,
I heard Monty Python is great.
Spamalot's supposed to be really. Rob adores musical theater more than anybody here. He's
more
seen
classical,
more musical theater,
more
than
classical
anybody.
Stuff. I saw The Producers twice on Broadway. That was one of the luckier things about when we were on WNEW is that our paths actually crossed with the run of The Producers. So I was able to see that twice. Once with the original cast, which
was staggering. Yeah.
When my dad's mother passed away, there was something we didn't know about her. We were going through her effects. She had a folder that had about 75 playbills from all the 1950s and 60s Broadway musicals. She'd go and see matinees.
The 60s was the golden age.
I mean, she saw like The Sound of Music like six times. She saw Fiddler on the Roof four times. She would sneak away on the train because they lived in northern New Jersey at the time, go see a matinee while the kids were at school, come back, and didn't tell anybody.
That's so cool.
That she had a theater background, that she was going up there and seeing all these shows, and it's so amazing to look at these playbills that have been in a folder just for 50 years.
Were you as disappointed as me that there was no nudity in those playbills?
Her playbills, she paid the extra money and got the nudity.
I remember opening, I'm like, yes, finally, I've heard of these magazines.
Did you know that Zero Mostel was totally shaved?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay, let's, on that note, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this whole Tony thing. I didn't know she was in the front row, guys. I was looking last night.
I was too.
Chris Catchen was in the front row.
It's on demand, Mike. On demand. You'll see her. You'll catch her.
I can't wait. I've got it. I've got it taped. I'm very excited about that. We'll take a break. Come back with a little visit with our intern, Mac.
Yay.
Heard something I didn't like, Mac. I got to tell you about it.
We're going to have to stand up again.
Mike O'Mara show. After a hot, sunny day at the beach, there's nothing more refreshing than a tall, cold glass of the Mike O'Mara Show. Lightly carbonated, 100% natural, no added sugar, and a slight taste of ham. It's the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. To quote Buster Poindexter, me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot. Party people, all around me, people. You ever heard my Buster Poindexter?
I love it.
He made that fire. He saw that fire. Feel it. By the way, that's the way Buster Poindexter said. Party people. Yeah, it's summertime, and you're going to need to stock up on all. Excuse me.
Get some lozenges.
You're going to need to stock up on all the hot weather essentials at Amazon.com. Just remember, if you buy something, say something. You got to get the word out. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell somebody. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. So when you use Amazon, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website and spread the word. Hula!
You know, when I revamp the copy, I just sometimes I keep my fingers crossed that something will happen. And sometimes it does.
Yeah. And then he talks like that. Buster Poindexter.
Where was it? Did we see him in Los Angeles and he was literally the color of a gray overcoat?
He may have been. Oh, my God. Let me see if I've got the hotel. It was on Sunset Boulevard. I'm trying to think of what it was. The Wyndham Bellage.
That's it. Because he came out
in
and he
lobby.
Looked. Oh, he looked bad. Oh,
Buster Poindexter in the lobby. Looked like he maybe had been at the Whiskey across the street. And
wow.
Man, oh, man. He looked like he'd had himself an evening.
I sure would appreciate if you help me get a cab. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support. I hope you enjoy my work.
Anyway, that's back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just a final note on the Tonys. Really cool to see your kid do something you've never done. And, you know, I think if she, yeah, she didn't need any motivation, but I mean, I would imagine being in that environment where you're looking at the pinnacle, you're looking at the fruits of everybody's labor, and you're looking at the legendary stars next to these, you know, 20 somethings that are starting their careers. You got to think it's probably pretty motivating.
Great feeling, I bet.
I also think that what I loved about the Tonys last night, having my daughter there, was their emphasis on education and training and all that stuff, and great minds, nurturing great minds. So the art continues, and they'll be able to produce wonderful content for people, and I think that's great.
What's good about her being in the front row is she was probably able to hear everything that Patti LuPone screamed.
Oh, God. That's where Carla hates musical theater.
Oh,
I mean,
God, Carrie too.
Carla
Carrie too.
Hates it. Carla's like, you know, at one point they were doing this duet with Patti LuPone and this Patti LuPone and this other older actress. And you know, Carlos Lee, and they go, and Carlos like, turn it down,
baby. Stop.
I said, and I looked over and I said, is that just noise to you? She said, yes. So anyway, I'll get to talk to Catherine hopefully today and find out about everything. Speaking of college students, let's bring on the intern who's been with us for many moons now, and Mac.
Why don't you Mike take McIntosh. Oscar's seat?
Yeah, I want you to look at Mike. I want you to look at Mike. Come over here.
Oh, we're going to do a little switcheroo. Yeah. There he goes. Not wearing an orange hoodie today or an orange T-shirt.
Yeah, what do you have
wearing
that's orange?
Wearing blue. You need to take your time.
He has a bracelet time, that's man. Orange.
God, the you speed.
It's his first alert bracelet.
Are you ready?
Medical alert, yes.
Okay, so what's this I hear about you quitting school?
Where did you hear this from?
My spies.
Don't end a question with a preposition.
What is this, a Senate subcommittee? I heard it. What the hell does it matter? I heard it from Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Yes, I am taking a break from school to look for a job.
Oh, there's your ride.
Again with that, thank you.
What is it about the sirens that come on when he joins the studio?
Mike, that's the siren that says, funny.
What are you dropping out for?
I did not do well in my last semester.
Hold it. We were told you did excellent.
Didn't he tell us that he did
well? I was doing excellent. I had a very bad ending.
Mm. Wow.
So did you not study for your finals?
Some of that and some of a project, yes. There are multiple factors.
Okay, how did you end up the semester?
With C's and D's.
Oh, my God.
How many C's as opposed to how many D's?
Well, it's one C, two D's.
Okay, so D's and C.
Yes.
Okay. So were they all three credits?
It was 3, 4, 5.
That means nothing to me.
It was 3 credit, 4 credit, and a 5 credit.
Which one got the C?
It was the 4 credit.
Okay. I'm going to come up with a GPA here.
To what? You seem like a relatively smart lad. What do you attribute the failure, the academic problems to? And can you please just try to speak? I mean, I'm doing a radio program here, so when you're thinking, I mean, I understand your thing.
Dead air is not good for us.
Dead air really drives me kind of crazy.
It was procrastination.
He even procrastinated with that answer.
Rob,
that's true.
Rob, it's difficult enough.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Isn't it? This is you kicking the dog when he's down, okay?
May I ask a question, please?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mac. I want you to be honest with us and just tell us why you hate school so much.
It's because I just am somewhat lazy, and it's hard for me to... Thank you, Oscar. It's hard for me to get motivated for something that is years down the road.
I don't know that you lacked motivation. You were able to pull a strong 1.3 repeating.
Thank you, Rob.
Also, motivation, how old are you now?
26.
Okay. Life is now. Like, it's happening right now.
Years away.
What's further down the road than right now? You're 26.
Is getting the degree, which is why I'm taking a break and looking for a job.
You know what?
I don't understand. I don't understand. Getting the degree, and then you jumped right into looking for a job.
Yeah.
You can have a job and go to school at the same time.
I know. And
It's time really to I think you could probably keep... you know, some kind of course load and do that. What we're doing here, we might be doing what we do on this show for everybody, which is bust balls, but we care about you. And the fact
motivating
is, you know, you came to us through an academic environment. All of our interns come to us because they are pursuing higher education, and they come to us to get a real-time experience with a radio program. That's to see the inner workings, what goes into it, the networking, the computeries, all the stuff that goes into doing what we do to put on this silly little show every day. The fact is that, but it is all a springboard is academics. One of the things, and this is legitimate, I am completely being honest here. When I tell people who want to get into any kind of media business, what do you recommend? I always recommend getting the background in a liberal arts education,
sure,
which will help them even to do what I do. because there are people, don't get me wrong, there are plenty of people that did not graduate college that can do this if they've got the gift of gab. But the fact is that it assists you so much more if you have the background, not only to do this, to flap your gums on a microphone, but also to have the background of, you know, business dealings,
marketing,
to have the background of a
promotion,
market, all the stuff, being able to write something.
Beyond that, having the degree itself, whether it is in anything that relates to your route of success, that degree is often your ticket to the interview. Because you have to have the degree.
Well, I understand.
Again, you can succeed without the degree. I guess our concern is that you're on the Tommy Boy plan, but...
They're called doctors.
Yes, but at the end of the rainbow, there doesn't seem to be any sort of pot, let alone gold.
Well, let me clear some things up. One, I'm not stopping school.
Okay, good.
It is a break.
You're taking a...
There's another factor.
A gap year.
One semester, 1 year, what do you want?
The thing is, I need a job to move out. That's what my plan is at the end of
any leads?
Yes, I'm looking to get certified in computer technician. I want to talk to Pony after the show today. I texted him over the weekend about a certification to get into the computer repair at Micro Center.
And for that, what, is Pony going to dummy up a certificate for you? Or is there an actual class?
No, I just...
Like
he
the Cider House rules? You mean?
Nice, obscure pull.
I really just want to talk about him because he said he did actually was going to get that certification.
Yeah,
he ended
yeah, plus,
not.
Sir. But I didn't need it.
Yes, but I just want... Really what I wanted
in
to know was
face.
How long it
all
takes.
Right. Yeah, all right. But, you know, no matter what you do, it's just a question of... getting in there and doing it. And you know, I'm not like, we are blessed with I've been for the last 8 years blessed with a modified schedule for not doing the 4 hours of actual content. But every bit of work that I do behind the scenes hasn't changed one lick as far as doing what I do. And I've been working since I was 16 years old. And I've been working in my profession since I was a junior in college and never stopped in the meantime. And the fact is that when you get to my ripe old age, and I mean this, Mac, from the bottom of my heart, all the stuff that I've done, it's incredibly fulfilling and rewarding, and the work that I did, and turning things down that might have been fun or might have been preferential to, you know, getting on a plane and traveling somewhere to do a radio show, or going to a meeting where we were going to meet with somebody about a radio show, and missing weddings and missing funerals and missing family things. That kind of set the groundwork for what I'm doing right now. And it really is, it's not something that I'm proud of, but at the end of this, I love my family. And then I love what I come in and do every day. And you can't get anywhere with loving something you do. And that's the goal, I think, for anybody that has to make a living. You want to do something, hopefully, that gives you some level of satisfaction. You're never, ever going to get that unless you take a period of time where you bust your ass a little bit. Yeah. And where you bust your ass.
And reach a completion. Reach a completion.
Well, it also starts in college. It starts in college to do it. And you know what? You're a smart guy, and I think you sell yourself amazingly short. And I think you are incredibly easy on yourself at an age where you're supposed to be, at this age, doing the opposite. 26 is where you're the little pit bull going out there. 20, you got a little 10-year to 20-year window right now where that's where you're grabbing it. That's where you're going for.
Got to be hungry.
And you know, it's ultimately going to make you happier. It's going to make you happier if you take the time and do that. By the way, you have extremes in the world all the time. You have the people that flame out when they're 29 years old because they've thrown every aspect of their life away with relationships and everything, and they catch up, and sometimes they can fix it, sometimes they can't. Then you get the far other end of the spectrum, which Oscar and I were eyewitnesses to in Key West, Florida, coming out of a bar at about midnight and seeing some 25 and 35-year-old guys with their shirts off, sticking their hands out to us like we were in a third world country begging for quarters. Mm-hmm. And that's the other end where, hey, the party never ended for them. They never put things on themselves. And you can end up like that. You can also end up that way with bad luck. But the fact is that, you know, right now, if you got an opportunity, you know, you just got there's got to be a certain point where you just take advantage of it and do that. And it sucks. Sometimes it's a real drag to do that. But it at the end game, you're talking about down the road, you have to be able to project the idea of, you know, hey, I've gone this far, I've tried to get a degree, of doing it, you know, of doing it. And I think you take, you know, you take one, maybe 40% of the time you spend in front of a computer screen dicking around doing absolutely nothing of value, and you put that into studying, working part-time, do that. You could take a course load and you could work at the place. You're 26.
Anytime, yeah.
You're 26.
If you took all the time you spent dicking around on the computer, you could graduate Thursday.
Thank you. Mac, I love mofos, Brazzers, Reality Kings.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm going to work there, man. You know? I spend time with
on
there.
Either
I
side
hold,
of the camera.
I hold
camera.
A job, a relationship. Right. Like, I know the realities of what I'm capable of doing at this point in my life. You, on the other hand, have so many more options. What's the rush to leave home when, if anything, home and your rent being paid and everything being taken care of gives you the flexibility and the ability to hold a job and take some credits?
Because I have to deal with my mom. My mom is the one who's pushing this right now.
She's the worst.
She's pushing me out right now. So
well,
I need to get it.
She's smart.
Yeah. Mm. And so that's why
she's
I'm
smart, but you can go and get a do a ROFO and get a room somewhere.
Move in
and
with ROFO. Somebody's basement.
Oh God, no.
Yes. That's
right. Pony, how many bedrooms do you have in your place?
One.
That's the quickest response he's ever got. All right, good luck. Keep us posted, Mac. You
can
slacker.
Do it.
I will.
Come on now. We'll be watching you. We're watching you.
Okay.
How did you find out about that?
Santana. We'll take a break and come back.
Hey,
and, don't give up, Deep Throat.
I'm sorry about that. Oscar's the deep state of the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that. We'll take a break and come back with more fun news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's lots happening on this week's O'MaraCast. Tomo and Oscar break down big news from Big Computer on Tech 411.
Hey, Apple.
The crumbs are rejoicing with a brand new cake and cookies.
That's yummy coffee.
And there's plenty of spoilers on TMOS, like... The war is Marcus Serta has all the highlights from the past week and more broadcasting, along with his special guest, Chad Weaver of Spokane, Washington. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Why am I in love with his voice?
You know, Pony and I had the same conversation on Friday.
It's the total uniqueness of his voice that
Jim
I love.
Jim Amato, he is the best.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program brought to you by a new advertiser. We'd like to welcome 5-4 Club to the Mike O'Mara Show. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune, and there is a solution. 5-4 Club is revolutionizing the way men shop. Each month, they're going to send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are hand-picked to match the current season and your style. They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years and ship to over 100,000 men every month. They know what they're doing. We love the clothing from 5-4 Club. So if you don't know what you're doing, that's okay too. 5-4 Club will help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time, which is important because when you look good, you feel good. That's a fact, Jack. Yes, you get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime. There are no commitments to this. And as a 5-4 Club member, you'll also receive up to 50% off items in their online shop and access to exclusive members-only items, free shipping, and size exchanges. Go to 54club.com right now and enter promo code TMOS, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package plus a free pair of sunglasses. That's 50% off your first package at 54 Club, spelled FIVEFOUR club.com. Promo code TMOS. 54club.com. Promo code TMOS. We're delighted to have them with us.
News.
By the way, if you don't want any kind of even close to a spoiler, turn down your radio right now because I'm going to tease a spoiler for tomorrow's show.
Oh.
This is a spoiler tease about a spoiler of a spoiler.
Ooh. Okay.
I just want to say, regarding the major controversy over that television show that Pony and I watch, well, I do. Pony really doesn't watch it. The fact is...
Pony's a fraud.
And the controversy we had a couple of weeks ago, we're all rubes. We're all big, stupid, loud, reactionary rubes.
Mike, okay. Mike, are you saying we were triggered?
there was more bitching about that than tricked, anything think, from these people. They're like, no, why didn't they edit it?
How dare he?
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Good.
Batman died on Friday, and no, I'm not talking about Christian Bale or Ben Affleck or Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, or God forbid, George Clooney. I am talking about the Batman, the one true Batman, Adam West. Adam's family said he passed away after a brief battle with leukemia. He was 88. Batman debuted in 1966, but only lasted 3 seasons. It aired twice a week with a cliffhanger between each week's episode and was so popular that everybody wanted to guest star as a villain. They also made a movie version that hit theaters in 1966 and included one of the greatest scenes in film history, the "some days you just can't get rid of a bomb" scene. And someone's applauding that. And laughing.
Ham hands.
And while he kept busy as an actor in the years since the show was canceled in 1968, the role continued to define him as an actor, and he embraced it. And yep. I think he was happier for it. So safe home, Adam West. Jennifer Lawrence had a scare on Saturday morning when her plane had to make an emergency landing. Sometimes emergency landings are precautionary. In this particular case, they were in real danger. Listen to this. She was in a small private plane that had taken off from Louisville, Kentucky, and at 31,000 feet, one of the engines failed.
Yikes.
The pilot was able to maneuver the plane to make the unscheduled landing in Buffalo, and it's a good thing because during the landing, their only other engine failed as well,
and
that happened during the process of landing. Thankfully, it held on long enough for them to land safely. She is safe, and while everyone else was checked out, it sounds like no one was hurt. Jennifer was headed to Teterboro in Jersey. She's from Louisville and had to. She'd been back home visiting family.
Didn't she land at Cerrito Airfield, right? In Buffalo?
Cerrito in Buffalo.
The other engine will be okay.
Welcome to Cerrito International. Here you go. Yep, take the escalator down to baggage claim under the Aussie sign. This man, I love more every time I see him on television. I have no idea whether you have the audio clip, but Charles Barkley.
Yes.
Is apparently going to fat camp.
I do have the clip if you want to hear.
Okay, I'm just I won't read the whole story. I'll just set up the audio for you. So, Charles Barkley, I don't throw the word national treasure around, but
no.
He is so unvarnished. He is so blissfully unvarnished. His level of confidence is so all-encompassing as a broadcaster that he makes it a joy to watch. And he cuts through all the jargon, and I love him. And with Shaq as a bookend, you've got Shaq and you've got Charles Barkley. I may
magical.
Force myself back into following the NBA just to watch these two broadcasters. They're such a joy to watch. And Charles Barkley talked about being fat and where he's going for 6 weeks. This is funny.
I'm going to a fat farm for the next 6 weeks. I'm embarrassed how fat I have become. I have become lazy. Number one, I'm not healthy. I'm not healthy. Y'all not going to see me. I got to come back for that award show. But I'm taking the next 6 weeks to get my fat ass in shape. Not around any, so I don't drink. I got to eat healthy and I got to work out. So I'm disappearing until I see y'all. But you know, it's something I need to do because I'm not healthy. I'm not getting any younger. And you don't, one thing you don't see a lot of fat old people.
And also that's during a post game. It's during a post game thing. It's not like a press conference or a talk show. They should be analyzing game four.
But that that NBA show pre and post.
Yeah.
And
it's the greatest thing on
it's
television.
It's just so much fun.
And when you've got a crappy series.
Yep.
Well, the last game got pretty
one.
Hot, which was kind of fun. But overall the first two games were kind of crappy.
Yep.
And so you've got these two guys and. I just can't tell you. I don't know. I don't want to exploit them too much, but Shaq and Charles, I just think there's got to be something that gets out to more people because they are so talented and they're just hysterical.
Not a cooking show, though.
He goes on to make like a comment about you can join with me, and Shaq's going, I'm healthy. So beautiful. There's a house in sale right now that's half in America and half in Canada. It sits on the border between BB Plain, Vermont, and Stanstead, Quebec.
I don't trust this house.
Technically, the house is considered in America, You wouldn't need to get dual Canadian citizenship to live in it. The couple who owns it say they've gotten to know the border agents who work nearby. But when a new one starts, it can cause issues. On the bright side, the house is definitely safe with all that security. The house is 3,000 plus square feet, has 9 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms. It's listed for only $109,000 because apparently it needs lots of work. Mm. I just thought I'd mention that. I have no idea why. So that's it.
Which side would you live on again, Rob?
Well, I would live on the American side, and I would never take an eye off the other side.
Just be like the DMZ in North Korea.
Hey, Mike, the fact remains 98% of all Canadians live within 10 feet of the border because they're ready to attack.
I love that.
Fact. You know what?
I love that. I can't find my
like on one side of the house, you get Canadian bacon. The other side, you get American
bacon. Regular bacon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And by the way, American bacon, a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'll kill you, but then so will the Canadians. They're over there, and you know what? They've got muskets.
Muskets?
Yeah, muskets, and they've got the...
So what's a Revolutionary War over there?
Yeah, and they've got
Mounties.
The red coats and all that stuff.
Oh, man, I had a really funny kicker about a guy with hickeys. Anyway, Friday night, 11 adults and 6 kids at Disneyland in Anaheim were suddenly sprayed with mystery poop.
Oh,
hey! Is that a new ride?
The cops, fire department, and a hazmat team came to the park. I have OCD too, Rob. And after a quick investigation, they figured out that the feces came from geese.
Boom!
Oh, my God.
The Anaheim police even tweeted to clarify that no crime occurred. Guests hit with fecal matter appear to be geese. The geese weren't guests.
No.
None of the 17 poop victims needed to go to the hospital. And there's no word on whether Disney is planning to do anything to make that up to them. You know, I've got poop all over myself.
Can you imagine walking and it just rains that? That'd be horrible.
It would. <kinda gross. laughs> Funniest thing I ever saw, we're on a fishing trip out off the coast of Maine, and my dad's coming back, and they're cleaning the fish in the back of the boat, and you get gulls everywhere.
Sure.
And my dad, from like 10,000 feet up, one of these super high, got one right on his forehead. It's like a bullet hit him, and you know, the whole boat, we laughed our way literally back into the harbor. You know, it's just like, oh my God. My dad used to kind of like spaz a lot. Like if we were yelling in the back seat, he'd turn around and so he's like, where are we going to go, Dad? Where are we going? My father would be like that. And so he did the same thing when he got hit with the poop. So it was just like, he's sitting there enjoying it with his little red sweater, and he's enjoying the day, and it's a beautiful sunny day in Maine, and all of a sudden he's going, Jesus Christ. What is that? It was like, just a special memory for me.
Did anyone pull? I always hate when someone gets a bird that does that on them, and someone says, well, that's good luck.
Yeah,
F you.
Actually, the bird's ass. And now, here it is. I found it. A little something.
Nice.
18-year-old guy named Micah Musser was arrested last week in Louisville, Kentucky, for trespassing and drinking in an abandoned building with some friends. Normally, a super boring crime like that wouldn't get our attention, but Micah's mugshot did. There's a picture of this kid. His neck is just a sea of hickeys.
Oh.
It's nasty. We counted about 17 of them, but there were several that bled together, so it might be like 20. He's been charged with criminal trespassing, unlawful transaction with a minor, since some of the people he was drinking with were under 18. And it got me to thinking, how about some hickey slogans? So,
good. Hickey slogans.
Right. Here you go. Hickey slogans, ladies and gentlemen. Where's the ding? Thank you. Hickey slogans. Hickeys, when you want to make sure that everyone knows you're white trash. Hickeys, God's temporary tattoo, and they're free. Hickeys, your ticket on the one-way train to Slut Town.
Ah, nice. I like that.
Hickeys, when you can't make the party at the NASCAR track infield, just put your own track on your neck. And hickeys, make sucking great again. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's why I was really scrambling to find that, you know?
Glad
Full effort in this early hour this morning, you know?
See you in the infield, Mike.
Wrote that. Spent some time thinking about that. Actually really worked hard. Right, Mac? Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with Rob's audio vault that he also worked at early in the morning. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie. And on this week's Cake and Cookies, Rob's dog Linus gets a bit too friendly with his new friend Luna. I completely offend Dan, and Rob has another watermelon kerfluffle.
Kerfuffle?
No, I think it's kerfluffle.
This is a kerfuffle.
Oh my God.
It's a commotion or fuss, especially one caused by conflicting views.
Well, that's our show.
Cake and cookies.
Kerfuffle,
it's
kerfuffle,
the Rob
kerfuffle.
And Katie Show.
Back on the air, the Rob and Katie Show, Cake and Cookies. You're going to love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. If you already subscribe to the TMOS bonus show, you are the best. Thank you. If you don't, we need to have a little talk, okay? Mm. Okay. The bonus show makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. The future of our show depends on it. If you just listen to the normal show and not the bonus show, you're a freeloader, a deadbeat, a mooch, a parasite, a sponge, a taker. Don't be these things. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. All bets are off. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. And we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, June 12th, 2017. Rob Spielwack.
Turns out her name is Bette Midler, not Betty Midler. Did you know that?
Yeah, of course I knew that.
Just kidding.
Tony Award winner, Bette Midler. First-time Tony Award winner.
Best actress last night for Hello, Dolly.
She got one for some review on Broadway, yeah, but this was the first legitimate theatrical production Tony.
And the thing that was so cool is she really proved her star power. She did something that a lot of people try to do and do not succeed. She got the orchestra to shut up.
Melanie Moore, Taylor Trench, Beanie Feldstein. Oh, my God, I'm losing it. Wait a second. I thank Jill Hattersley, who keeps me from falling off the ledge at least twice a day. I thank Maeve. I thank Manny. I thank Osland Holder, my beloved Osland. And I just want to say, Revival, shut that crap off. I just want to say, revival is an interesting word. It means that something is near death.
She
fantastic.
Strong-armed an orchestra, awesome. Bless her heart.
She went on after that, and there are maybe just a handful of stars that could pull off that obnoxiousness.
Sure.
And she was, she made a comment in her acceptance speech about how much smoke had been blown up her butt.
It was great.
Which was just, I mean, mm-hmm. I love it when a diva knows that. Know thyself. That's the whole thing with Bette Midler.
True enough.
And this band, this orchestra at Radio City.
Screaming.
Was so great at playing people off.
Yeah.
And she powers through it on sheer personality. And then she goes on for like another 5 minutes after that, which I thought, and you know, and you look and it's 11:15 and they're going to your local news. And it was really something that I thought was cool. It was like the old award shows.
I loved
where,
it.
You know, nobody really cared.
And there was a challenging moment in the middle of that tape, if you want to rewind it, where the band actually goes from a light version of There's No Business Like Show Business, when it goes, bam, 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 bam. And she goes, let me just say.
It was funny, and she's one of the few people that could have pulled it off.
That's cool.
Great moment there in the Tony Awards in New York City, and another great moment for the National Hockey League as the Penguins win the Stanley Cup.
Didn't catch it.
And when Gary Bettman,
Gary Bettman is the one commissioner of any major sports league that gets summarily booed whenever he is in.
This was not only fantastic booing, when he tries to mention Sidney Crosby doesn't even hear his name, because why? Crosby's taking selfies. So what you have here is the uninvested hockey player and the hated commissioner. This is two great tastes that taste great together.
Nashville, you have been awesome. Music City is clearly a hockey city. How about congratulating your Predators and the Penguins on a great Stanley Cup final? For only the third time, the Conn Smythe Trophy is being awarded to the same person two times in a row. Sidney Crosby, you are the playoffs MVP.
This gets louder.
Now that's because Sid.
Yeah,
Sid's getting booed by the Nashville fans.
But I mean, even when he's praising the city as a hockey town, it's just boo.
I love it. That is awesome.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Great organization, boo. Mike.
Yeah, thank you. No big whoop. All right.
Amanda Bynes looks like she's doing better.
She
did a talk show called The Lowdown, and she looks like she's sort of pulled everything together, because remember, she had didn't she set her driveway on fire?
Her
parents' driveway. And she also sent out a tweet some time ago where she wanted Drake, who is a popular hip-hop singer, to, quote, murder her vagina, because she's very fond of Drake. She addressed that in the interview. Yeah. You know, maybe she has a few hickeys. I didn't see
Yeah, probably.
Them. But anyway, here's addressing the tweet, and the quote again, murder my vagina.
I actually wasn't being insincere. I was like saying, murder my vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, but I was also on drugs. So that was my way of saying, like, let's do it, let's man. Do it. But I was like on drugs and trying to be hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, it was hilarious. Murder.
Sad she doesn't lady, sound better.
No, she
looked well, better.
She sounds like maybe she got her act together a little bit.
Wait, Mac. Oh, Max got something.
I saw this video and I actually grew up with Amanda Bynes.
Oh, I bet you did.
She looks nothing like Amanda Bynes. I did not recognize her at all.
What's different about her?
Her entire face is just different.
Well, did you say she grew up with Amanda
inflated
Bynes?
A little bit.
Well, yeah. I
watching
mean, I
her
during
on,
that age
on that magic
with
screen,
Nickelodeon.
Mike. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was growing up when she
a lot
was
of times people
shows.
People's faces change when they leave college.
But she's not recognizable at all.
She's like a marshmallow peep yeah. in a microwave.
Oh,
just
no.
Like expandable.
So she's got the whole puffy thing happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, addiction.
That sometimes is the medication they give you to get off the other medications yeah. that you're mm. taking by yourself.
Not a beautiful physical specimen
I don't
anymore,
want
Matt.
Her story. I know we made a lot of fun of. We had actually a lot of fun with the stories that came out. It
was driveway fires are fun.
Yeah, but the yeah. bald head. The
oh, I forgot about
you know,
that.
That it really would suck to hear a story of her ending up 6 feet under simply because.
No, I like
she couldn't
the look.
It, you
I
know?
Think you're like everybody else. I yeah. mean, when the fall is happening and somebody's aberrant behavior gets noticed in the press, we comment on it, and sometimes you poke sure. fun at it. But the fact is, yeah, I know what you're saying. You want to see the reclamation story, yeah. and you want to see the comeback. Everybody wants to see that. I feel that way about Tiger Woods too.
Yep.
I
true.
Think. By the way, I like the fact that the PGA is still using Tiger in some of their promos, and there's you know that's a guy that I want to see get back. By the way, they're saying Xanax might have been the drug of choice for Tigray, you know, when he was pulled over. So, I root for people to, you know, nobody wants to see the decline, especially if we make a lot of hay out of somebody's yeah. fall and then they buy the farm. That's not yeah. cool.
You feel bad about him. That. All right, let's close with this, Mike. This is a voice I know you like, so whenever he is on the trending part of the YouTube, I always grab it. Trace Atkins.
take me out to the ball game.
Oh, you almost nailed it there. He quote of the day, this is Trace Atkins. What happens if you are a pest on Trace Atkins' property? You better watch out.
I walked outside this morning in my boots naked and shot a woodpecker who was beating on the end of my house and woke me up.
And that's our Trace Atkins quote of the day.
A woodpecker.
Naked in my boots. Have a great day. Have a great Monday. It's your Magic Audio Vault.
Oh, oops. Sorry. Oh,
thank
there
you.
I got it. Sorry. Didn't mean to hit it twice. I was just kind of shocked by the woodpecker murder. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Mailing address TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
What?
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.